As you know, there was a presidential election in Burundi this year, and the election process went peacefully. So, a few months after the election took place, some of the refugees in the Mahama camp, which is one of the biggest camps in Rwanda with Burundian refugees, some of the refugees wrote a petition letter to the Burundian authorities requesting to be assisted to return back to their home country. This letter was sent on the 26th of July. It was a new element for us because before refugees were always stating that they would wait to see a change in their country. But apparently, with the new development, some of them were expressing the will to go back.
So, Elise, did the UNHCR have any role to play in this repatriation?
As UNHCR, it's also in our mandate to support the implementation of durable solutions for refugee situations. So what we did is that we advocated and facilitated a technical conversation between both governments and UNHCR to discuss about the voluntary repatriation process of Burundian refugees to their home country. This meeting took place on the 13th of August. Following this meeting, we first agreed on the repatriation process, the various steps and responsibilities in the repatriation process, but we also agreed on the date of the 27th of August for the organization of the first repatriation convoy. In the last 2 weeks, UNHCR has been working with refugees and refugee leaders in the camp to register the intentions of returns of the refugees who would like to take that chance to go back home. We have to insist that it's an individual and voluntary decision. It means that refugees make the decision for themselves, and those who are not ready to come back yet see their international protection maintained in Rwanda, so they can still enjoy the refugee status.
I'm sure the UNHCR is aware that some of these people fled Burundi because of different reasons. So, do you know what kind of life they are going to be returning to?
The people living in Mahama camp come mainly from the Kirundo region, which is just across the border between Rwanda and Burundi. They mainly have a farming background. These people will go back with a reintegration package provided by UNHCR. So there is cash assistance, $70 per adult and $35 per children. It's the same package that is offered to any Burundian refugees coming back to their country of origin. They will get also assistance for transport to their villages of origin, areas of return. And once they are there, this is when the reintegration starts. It means that there will be reintegration programs supporting their livelihood. And since we know that they are mostly farmers, probably that they will resume the activities that they had before with the support of UNHCR, the authorities, but also of partners who might be supporting this reintegration and livelihoods program.
Elise, thank you so much for making the time to speak with us. I do appreciate very much.
You are most welcome, and thank you for your interest in the cause of refugees and returnees.